It is time for our CESA Local Hero Spotlight. Phil Corman is here, the Executive Director of the Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a good day.
It's a great day, isn't it?
Sun is out. Even better, we have strawberry farmers in the valley.
Oh, be still my heart. Look at these things. This is from the Pashesnik Farm Stand in River Road in Whateley. And fourth generation growing strawberries and other things in the valley. We have Jill Pashesnik and Justine Pashesnik. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Dad's parents started this whole thing way back, right?
Yep. They came right over from the Ukraine and planted it in Whateley and started from there.
Been there ever since.
Why strawberries?
I think my dad didn't want us on the tractors when we were about 8 years old. So he decided to find something else for us to do.
I got to do this appropriately. Let me have a strawberry.
All right.
I'm grabbing one, too.
God, that's good. These are terrific. And now is the time, right? Now's the time for some strawberry picking, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And the weather's been perfect for them. Rain and sunshine, and you get huge red berries.
Were you getting so much rain earlier? Were you kind of concerned about that?
A little bit, but the weather turned itself around, and people kept asking, like, oh, are they going to be, like, too mushy? Is it going to be too muddy? And then they went out there and picked, like, 13 pounds of strawberries, and they were like, these are perfect.
Do you get up in the morning when it's a sunny day like that after a couple of days of rain? Do you get up and it's like Julie Andrews with, you know,
yeah.
You actually start singing?
Pretty much, yeah. I do.
Talk about the creamery, the 5J Creamery, and why are we naming it the 5J Creamery?
Everyone in our family has our first letter of our name begins with J. So it's Jill, Justine. Jim is our dad, Janice is our mom, and I have a twin sister, Joanna.
Did your father fall in love with your mother simply because of the name?
Well, probably.
Yeah. Probably had this plan the whole time.
Good business plan.
Are you planning to name other kids if they come along? Are you planning to name them with a J?
After what we had to go through, probably not.
And your dad is still very active, still running this farm.
Oh, yeah. His main baby is growing potatoes for Frito-Lay.
So he's growing potato chip potatoes?
Yeah. Yep.
So we're one of the few places in the country that if we do buy Frito-Lay, actually, it does come from
a
local.
It does, yeah. Local.
Do you get sick of it? I mean, do you get sick of potatoes and stuff? Or you go, oh, potatoes again?
Yeah. I love potatoes.
And what else does your dad grow on the farm, though?
So we have his local tomatoes, local zucchini, our zucchini and squash actually just came in yesterday, so we have that now.
Corn's
in season.
Peppers.
Peppers.
String beans.
We're talking to Jill and Justine Pashesnik here from the Pashesnik Farm Stand, fourth generation, and everybody's named Jay here. I have been by your place. It took me a minute to orient myself, and I go, oh, my God, I've been by your place a million times on my bike. All right? Do you get a lot of people on bike that come in and go, wow, never saw this place before, and they come in and start picking strawberries?
Yeah. Well, mostly they stop in for a fresh strawberry shortcake. We get a lot of people for that.
You have fresh strawberry shortcake.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you doing to me here, Phil? You're killing me.
I'm sorry. You know, and I wonder during the day, do you ever have people sneaking out of their offices to come down?
We do actually have lunchtime pickers. Yeah. They'll just come grab a quart box. We'll weigh it, and then they're back off to work.
And in fact, correct me if I'm wrong, but a strawberry will not ripen once it's picked. So you actually want to pick it at the point that's the correct ripeness.
And you can freeze them. You know, they freeze great.
Is that right?
Yep.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, you can freeze them.
How many people do you see that say, I am only eating strawberries from the valley for the whole year. I'm going to pick 20 pounds, 30 pounds. I'm going to eat them and freeze them.
We used to have this one man who pick all day in the field, and he would pick 80 to 90 pounds of strawberries in one day.
And he had to be close to like 80 or 90 years old.
So that's like super strawberry man.
Oh, yeah. He's the hardcore picker.
Yeah. We have people all the time coming, freezing them for margaritas or for shortcake down the line. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I put them in smoothies all the time.
Yeah.
This also brings up the Local Hero Challenge, is it not?
Yeah. So for the CESA's 20th anniversary, we've had this Local Hero Challenge we do every single month. We ask people to sign on at buylocalfood.org. And this month we have three. And the headliner is pick your own strawberries.
So make time, visit a farm, such as the Pashesnik Farm Stand.
Oh, that would be awesome.
It's the first one that comes to mind.
Yeah, the berries are in front of our face here.
What's it like to grow up on a farm? Did you feel in any way that you didn't have a normal childhood?
I don't think we realize how lucky we are that
kind of
my friends always made fun of us. I would never have canned asparagus or anything because once you go fresh, you can't go back.
Exactly. Now, that area there, the Whateley, Hatfield, Deerfield area, it's known as to have the best soil in America, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had such a great crop this year because the soil absorbs the water so nicely.
It's Jill and Justine Pashesnik from the Pashesnik Farm Stand, the 5J Creamy, fourth generation, 5 acres up there on River Road in Waitley. You can go onto the CESA website.
Buylocalfood.org.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks.
Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Justine.
Thank you.
Thank you.